Texas's primary election is right around the corner, Tuesday, March 6th. Republicans and Democrats will choose who they want representing their respective parties on the ballot in November. Tuesday's primary includes races for statewide offices like Commissioner of Agriculture, Land Commissioner, and Governor. While Governor Greg Abbott is all but sure to best his two challengers, there are 9 Democrats fighting to be the Democratic gubernatorial nominee. You've probably already heard about the 2 presumed top candidates, former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez and Houston businessman Andrew White. So now, let's meet some of the other folks in the race. For our first introduction, we turn to KUT's Mose Bushill.
Meet Grady Yarbrough from Flint, Texas. He's a former school teacher and current candidate in the Democratic primary for Texas governor. Are you out campaigning right now?
Yes, I am. I'm in Rockwall County right now.
So it sounds like you enjoy this. You like getting out and driving around the state and...
Yeah, I do. To be honest with you, I really enjoy it.
So much so that this is his 6th run for statewide office. He's run twice as a Republican and 4 times as a Democrat for everything from land commissioner to U.S. senator.
Win, lose, or draw, I still enjoy participating.
In 2012, he made it to the Democratic primary runoff for the Senate. In 2016, he won the Democratic nomination for railroad commissioner. It's not a bad track record for a guy who many Democratic officials don't want running. His detractors say he's a spoiler candidate who pulls votes because his name sounds like 2 other famous Texas politicos, Ralph and Don Yarbrough.
When they say that, I just roll up my sleeve and work a little bit harder. Work a little bit later at night and do the very best I can with what I have. And so far, I've done pretty good.
Like in previous years, Yarbrough says he's not raised any money to run. But for such an unorthodox campaign, his platform sounds pretty similar to other Democrats. He'd like to expand Medicaid and boost funding for education. Ideas he says he's getting out by driving around, talking to voters face-to-face, and enjoying every minute of it. And now, with our next candidate, here's Rachel Osier-Lindley from KERA.
Dallas businessman Jeffrey Payne's been on the road, too, with one unexpected result. Puppies. 11 of them.
And yes, you heard that correctly. I have 11 rescue puppies.
He talked about his growing family at a candidate forum last month.
My husband Sergio keeps picking them up as I'm traveling on the road. I hate to see how many we have by November 6th.
Puppies aside, Payne says he's courting Democrats, independents, and even lifelong Republicans.
They are tired. They have all said this is not the party we signed up for.
He's pitching himself as someone who can offer Texans common sense and business sense. If you know anything about him already, it's probably that he owns a popular gay bar in Dallas. But he also grew up in an orphanage in Louisiana and didn't move to Texas until 2005, after Hurricane Katrina.
I came here with only 2 dogs at the time and $2,000 in my pocket. Since then, I now have 5 businesses and 3 nonprofits. Texas has been good to me.
As for his top issues, he tells voters they're all his top issues.
But if you're going to force me to 3, it's education, it's health care, and it's women's rights.
Payne's a strong supporter of abortion rights and affordable health care. In schools, he proposes moving standardized testing to the start of classes, then letting teachers use the school year to help kids close gaps in their education.
Last thing, you will Google me.
And you can't talk about Jeffrey Payne
point,
without
sure.
This.
You will find that I like to wear leather.
He was 2009's Mr. Leather International.
I do, and I like to ride my bike.
He likes to remind folks the last governor to don leather and hop on a motorcycle was Ann Richards. Now with our final candidate, here's Houston Public Media's Ed Mayberry.
Candidate Joe Mumbach of Houston says there have been many unsuccessful efforts to overturn Roe v. Wade under the banner of right to life.
First of all, Republicans are not pro-life. They've been singing that song for 20 years now, but they're not pro-life, they are pro-birth. And after that, you're on your own.
Mumbach is hoping Democrats will join in a new kind of pro-life effort, affirming a woman's right to choose while offering support and resources to help her choose life. The former Beaumont restaurant owner says that includes promoting quality public education and basic health care access.
A real pro-life person is going to recognize that there is life after birth, and that they're going to oppose capital punishment, most wars, widespread poverty, and ignorance.
But the 68-year-old self-employed audio-video technician isn't running on just one issue.
Basic stuff, we need to raise the minimum wage to $15. It hasn't been raised in 10 years now.
Mumbach wants marijuana legalized and taxed. He wants to attract the Trump supporters he's met who are so fed up with government inaction that they thought anybody is better than this. For the Texas Standard,
I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.
I'm Rachel Oger-Lindley in Dallas.
And I'm Ed Mayberry in Houston.